My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Loss of five. Bears have had long down and distance in this second half. And it's almost going to get longer. Williams got away from Hunter somehow. Fires downfield. It's intercepted by Lassiter. Stays in bounds. And Kamari Lassiter takes it away.
Mike Tirico on the call on NBC on Sunday night. Welcome back. Grant and Danny on the Fan. That was Caleb Williams throwing one of his two interceptions in the game and his two picks on the season. Caleb Williams and Bo Nix don't stack up with Jaden Daniels through just two games. And maybe it's too early, eight quarters, to start really comparing and contrasting these rookies. But if you just put them side by side, Danny, and we'll go through some of the numbers here, one is not like the others. Whatever you think of Daniels and what he's done through two games, he has been decidedly better than those other two guys to this point.
Without question. And one of the things and I still feel this way, by the way, but one of the drums that I beat so consistently and so loudly through the offseason is I needed this organization, talking about Washington, to be way more like Chicago, to look at my quarterback and go, the entire future rests with him. Let's do everything we possibly can to support him. That's offensive line. That's weaponry. That's everything geared towards his success. Not maybe he can run a little bit more here and there, but I mean, long-term, and even with the disparity, I would take even Keenan Allen was out this past weekend, but even without him, I would take Chicago's skill guys 50 times out of 50 over what Washington has, especially on the outside. And even with that, what Jaden Daniels has done through a couple games, to me, makes it that much more impressive.
Yeah, I totally agree. Daniels has completed 75% of his passes. Williams, 56%, and Nix, 59%. Now, a lot of that has to do with how horizontal Kingsbury's called plays. In fact, this past weekend, as an example, I think it was 16, maybe it was 13 of their 29 throws were behind the line of scrimmage. Having said that, it could be misleading to say he's completing 75% just because of how easy the assignment is. It still tells you they have a better plan for this guy. It still tells you that Kingsbury is doing a better job getting the ball out of his hand, giving him easy targets and throws than Shane Waldron is doing for Caleb Williams or Sean Payton is doing for Bo Nix, because the job is completions. The job is to get the football to your playmakers in space. Washington went RPO heavy early in game two. We didn't see that as much in game one. That was the wide receiver screen stuff that you kept seeing. But maybe the Bears and the Broncos should mix that in a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Bo Nix, early on, especially in week number one, I can't remember what the total was, but he threw, you know, what it was like 50 times for 80 yards or something ridiculous. Right. I'm exaggerating. But they tried to open it up a little bit as they were trailing, and it went really poorly in week number two especially. But this is kind of what you should be doing at this stage, right? We're trying to build a house, and you don't build the top floor first, right? Eventually, I'd loved, you know, the instant you recognize a certain set of coverage, hey, I've got something I can dial up where we'll throw it 80 yards down the field. Eventually, I'd love to be able to do that here and there. But at this stage, this is how it should be built. They're doing a good job.
Well, it's also just what works a lot of the time, what a lot of offenses do. Patrick Mahomes is notorious, seems negative, but is famous for this. You know, he's one of the low average depth of target guys a lot of the time, including this year in the NFL. Didn't used to be the case with Tyreek Hill, but now with Kelce not really beating people vertically. You know, it's a lot of screens. It's a lot of stuff around the line of scrimmage, and they do take a couple shots a game, and hopefully Washington gets to a point where they do as well. Amazingly, through two games, none of these three guys has thrown a touchdown pass. That's hard to fathom, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
And I know you keep mentioning how few touchdowns there are around the league. They still get thrown all the time.
Yeah, it's still wild.
I mean, none of these guys has thrown one. J.J. McCarthy and Drake May are tied for the touchdown lead, having not played. Like, that's insane to me.
No, it is crazy. But, you know, just by way of argument, Brian, not argument, but because it's zeros or zeros. Brian Robinson got tackled at the half-yard line on a catch and run. Sure. There are moments. It's still wild that no one has a touchdown pass yet.
I mean, I'm sure you could play that game for every quarterback.
Totally.
Add some touchdowns to their total.
Totally.
Daniels does not have an interception. That is a big deal. I'm fired up about that.
Mm-hmm.
They also haven't really asked him to throw into any small windows. Like, how many times have they threw contested passes? I remember the 50-50 ball to Ertz on the 21-yard completion he lobbed as he got hit. That's the only ball I remember even being kind of turnover worthy. But he hasn't really, they haven't worked the middle of the field much, so there hasn't been a whole lot into windows that was even interceptable. But again, that's a good thing, not a bad thing, largely, with a young quarterback. Williams has the two picks. Knicks has four interceptions already. I think the fact that Jaden Daniels doesn't have a single turnover through two games is perhaps the biggest deal and maybe the best thing you can say. Sack percentage, Knicks is the only guy who's avoided sacks, you know, very effectively at 4.9%. Caleb Williams is getting sacked 12% of the time. Jaden Daniels about 12% of the time as well, 11.7, narrowly better. But I'll say this, Caleb Williams in that game against the Texans on Sunday night, Jay Gruden was talking about this with us in his guest spot yesterday. He got absolutely annihilated by the pass rush in a way that we haven't really seen Jaden have to deal with yet, or Knicks for that matter. So I don't know that that's necessarily completely a Williams problem, but he holds the ball a lot. He runs around. He tries to do the hero thing where he makes plays. Like, he had a sack for minus 19 already. Daniels does not do that. He's not running backwards and trying to create and making plays worse. He generally makes a decision and tucks it and runs and gets closer to the line of scrimmage and loses three or four. Whereas Caleb Williams on these sacks, it's some big-time losses, too.
Yes. So there was one that very sort of very evidence of kind of what you're talking about. There's a play where Jaden Daniels probably should be sacked for like minus 10, 11, 12 yards. He scrambles away. It was one of the best 3-yard losses I've ever seen.
Right?
It's a sack in the book. He got sacked. That's what happened. But it turned a drive-killing, overwhelming negative, oh my God, what are we doing, to, hey, we have a second down here. We have third down. We still have a chance on this possession. And that, to me, is kind of the special stuff that gets hidden in some of the numbers.
That is the special sauce, for sure. I still, on that play, such an easy play to throw out of bounds there and to just get a 0 yard.
Yeah, once you're out of trouble, totally right. Yeah.
But he still, to your point, instead of a minus 11, made it a minus 4. And just getting out of the sack was amazing. Intended air yards. So this is where you can see that Cliff Kingsbury's plan, which has been effective and working, is different than the other coaches. Caleb Williams is intending passes on average 7 yards downfield. Bo Nix, 7.5 yards downfield. Jaden Daniels, 4 yards downfield. Completed air yards. Williams is dead last in the NFL at his completions on average being 2.4 yards downfield.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels is second to worst in the NFL at this at 2.8. Bo Nix at 4.1 has pushed the ball down the field more, but with that has come what? The interceptions, the mistakes. I think the plan is good. It's working. Now, if it's still this way in 10 weeks and you're frustrated, cool, no problem. I understand that. But what did we talk about all offseason?
Yep.
You don't want him holding the football. You don't want him taking shots in the pocket. You don't want him having to navigate the pocket a whole lot. You know, the pressure to sack stuff. Get the ball out. Get it in space. So, yeah, it's a real low IAY. It's a real low CAY in terms of completed and intended air yards or whatever. So what? He's completing 75%, and you're moving the football. Washington has the highest percentage of drives where they've gotten a first down in the league. Almost three-quarters of their drives. Like, the highest percentage of not going three and out, essentially.
Which is huge.
And turning first and tens into another first and ten. They've been best in the league. Now they have to finish and find a way. And by the way, we talked about all that stuff. That's all passing, where Daniels has been better than those other guys. Collectively, easily number one of the three. That's not even to get into the rushing, where he's got 132 rushing yards and two touchdowns. Nix has 60 yards and a touchdown. Williams has 59 yards and a touchdown. But he's accounted for two first downs with his feet. Nix for five, Daniels for 10. So he's been a better rusher, and he's done a better job throwing the football. Again, not going to get you a whole lot because Williams has been bad and so has Nix. But I just think it's important every now and then to take inventory on. There's three rookie quarterbacks playing, and the one in Washington's been the best. And it even seems like, even though we're not in love with Kingsbury yet, with how he does things pre-snap, it seems like he is doing the best job helping his quarterback so far, too.
Well, it also brings the plan into clearer focus, where for Williams, it's, dude, be a gunslinger. Go do you. Be Brett Favre 2.0. We don't care. Throw it. For Daniels, it's, if it's 50-50, we'd rather you not. That seems to be the coaching point. Now, whether we don't know that yet, 100%, but through a couple of weeks, that's what it seems to be, right? We'd rather you not risk it. We'd rather take care of the football. We'd rather ground than pound a little bit more. And that's borne out in the numbers.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.